To help keep you informed, but ideally not inundated, we added context this week on stories including Transatlantic Trust and on the role that women played in the run-up to Bangladesh's February 12th elections, which will shape that society and their place in it. We turned our lens to the Epstein files with an explainer. We approach that story again today, this time from Europe. Our Olympics coverage has included a Ukrainian slider in the skeleton event who took a stand. One of today's winter sports stories is Olympics-inspired, but closer to home for some of you. Can you say ski-free or cheaply? In New Hampshire, that's a thing. And we have a Valentine's Day sweetener on chocolate. A quick note, yesterday's Daily had a bad link to our story on the Trump administration's controversial move on the regulation of greenhouse gases. Find the correct link at csmonitor.com/daily. The Daily will return on Tuesday after the federal holiday. Until then, find the latest news, including from the Olympics, on our homepage, csmonitor.com, or with our new app, now available in all of the app stores. It's Saturday, February 14th. Our next Daily podcast will be on Wednesday, February 18th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. Here are today's Monitor stories. Recent votes on tariffs and blunt public criticisms signal a GOP that's more willing to defy President Donald Trump and a GOP that is also worried about this fall's midterm elections. Linda Feldman reports from Washington for The Monitor. A day on the slopes in New England can cost more than $200 per person. In contrast, community ski hills in New Hampshire operate as nonprofits, offering low or no-cost passes, lowering barriers to the sport. Kendra Nordine Beato and Melanie Stetson Freeman report from Franklin, New Hampshire, for The Monitor. Why has being named in the Epstein files had so little political effect upon American politicians and power brokers, particularly in the Trump administration, while in the United Kingdom, it's been a government-shaking scandal? It may come down to public mood. Contributor Katie Marie Davies reports from Manchester, England, for The Monitor. The last arms control treaty between the United States and Russia has expired, but no one really wants an end to arms control. Rather, they want to change it to account for new technological, geopolitical, and diplomatic realities, which isn't easily done. Fred Weir reports from Moscow for The Monitor. If the Department of Homeland Security shuts down, immigration enforcement will continue, but airport security and emergency management agencies will be affected. Democrats are using the funding talks to press for DHS reforms. Caitlin Babcock reports for The Monitor. In good times and bad, the love of chocolate has bound one writer's family together. This Valentine's Day, she remembers that enduring love. Find the full essay at csmonitor.com. Contributor Nancy Intrader writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.